Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Someplace else where I will be, and we would love to see you join us, will be tomorrow morning out of Wrigley Field, the WGN-TV Morning News, broadcasting live from, we'll be at Wrigley Field, we'll be at Murphy's Bleachers. In fact, the whole crew, virtually the whole crew, will be joining us at the live broadcast tomorrow morning. Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Pat Tomasulo. I know Skip Parker is going to be there. Marcus Leshock is going to be there. I'll be there and talking with everybody and anybody who is Cubs tomorrow. We should be a blast. Here's where I know that I'll be. We've got things going on all over the place. But I know that in the 6 o'clock hour, 6 a.m., I'll be at the Red Line station at Addison. And we're going to be passing out free Chicago-style hot dogs. You can't go wrong with that. Veronica, right? 6 o'clock in the morning, a Chicago-style hot dog?
Not for me.
Come on, delicious. That's perfect 6 a.m. food.
You're forgetting I'm vegetarian, Dean.
Come on. There's very little meat in an actual hot dog.
Oh, that is probably true. Just look at the main ingredient. It just should say stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, all vegetarians eat stuff.
There are some okay vegetarian hot dogs, but they're just a little weird consistency.
I've had veggie hot dogs that were actually quite tasty.
Mm-hmm. If you grill them, they're not so bad.
If you grill them, they're good. And look, you're putting so much stuff on the hot dog. And if you're doing it Chicago style, you've got so much stuff on there anyway. It doesn't even really matter if there's a hot dog in the bun anyway.
I tell people that about veggie burgers. They won't try them. And I say, you know what? You've got all the stuff loaded onto it that you're not really tasting all the the meat anyway.
But you know what? Veggie burgers are actually quite delicious. The ones that I've had anyway.
I love them.
Very delicious.
Love them.
Really very delicious.
And the smart restaurants are now allowing you to get the veggie burger on any burger on their menu. So if you want the guacamole burger or if you want, you know, the jalapeno burger, they let you substitute the patty with a veggie burger.
That sounds great.
Some restaurants will just, you know, you're a vegetarian, they have one thing on the menu that works for you, and that's it.
So, would you have a veggie hot dog at 6 o'clock in the morning, or is that food that you just can't process at 6 o'clock in the morning?
It depends what time I get up. If I'm up at 3 a.m., it sounds good by 6.
If you just woke up?
If I just woke up, no.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Well, these are people, I'm going to be at the Red Line station tomorrow, so presumably these people have been up for a while, you know, have gotten some coffee. They've somehow gotten themselves to the Red Line station. So, you know, it's free hot dogs, people. Free hot dogs. Come on.
Keyword free.
Free. It's free. Uncle Dean passing out free hot dogs in our 6 o'clock. I think it's just the 6 o'clock hour. In the 7 o'clock hour, I moved to the plaza, the new plaza. You know, it's like Disneyland outside Wrigley Field now. With, you know, all the new construction there and all the new plaza where the donut place used to be. So I'm going to be out there in the 7 o'clock hour. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll move over to Murphy's Bleachers. And we've got all kinds of things going on there. Speaking of hot dogs, though, how about this? How about this, Veronica? One of the new drink options at Wrigley Field this year is it's called the Chicago Dog Bloody Mary.
Ooh.
Bloody Mary with celery salt, poppy seed rim, skewer with a Vienna beef Chicago hot dog served. I think I may have just lost you there. With a mini Vienna beef Chicago dog served in a souvenir mason jar.
You know, I could see that being very popular.
I enjoy a Chicago style hot dog. Not sure I want one stuck in my Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but when you're at a game, all the rules go out the window, don't they?
Well, pretty much. I guess it depends on how many of those Bloody Marys
exactly.
You have. But yeah, I don't know. I enjoy a nice celery in my hot dog and my Bloody Mary. I enjoy a cucumber. I enjoy the olives. I enjoy a lot of the things. It would never occur to me to put a mini hot dog in my Bloody Mary. That doesn't sound good at all.
And who did think of that anyway?
They're going to serve them. They're going to find out. One of the new drink offerings there is going to be more hot dogs being served in the bleachers. Some people really like that. They have a new something called the Marquee Grill, serving traditional ballpark food in the back of the marquee on the terrace level for opening day and the new season. The physical structure of the Western Gate is nearly completed, but work is going to continue through the season. Entrance will be open to fans once the plaza opens a little bit later on this year. Bullpens aren't going to be on the field anymore. I'm very sad about this. I always enjoyed, especially when you're at the game and you're watching the game and you're seeing who they're bringing in, to warm up. I have to think that the pitchers who are in the bullpens are not only watching the game, but watching who is about to be their pitching opponent as well. Everything's going to be, the bullpens now are going to be under the bleachers.
Oh, no. It was so personal to have them right there.
I love that. Honestly, I have a little bit of fear that it's getting a little generic at Wrigley Field. I don't know if that's... I like the quirky things that we had, the things that were kind of old-fashioned at Wrigley Field. I mean, they still have, some things. The old scoreboard is there. They took it down. They restored it. I'm sure it's going to look, nicer. And I don't know if they're modernizing it in some way. It's going to kill me if somehow they have something other than a person inside the scoreboard putting the numbers up. But I hope they don't modernize too much. I'm a little fearful of this, that things are getting a little too streamlined. When I drive by there, I literally feel like I'm driving down Main Street USA in Disneyland. That's how it's gotten over there now. I'm afraid that a lot of the charm is being taken away. How do some of you feel about that? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Is this Jeannie?
It is.
Hi, you're on WGN.
Oh, hi. I was just calling that I'm a vegetarian, and Portillo's does a really nice vegetarian hot dog with the pickle as the hot dog.
The pickle is the hot dog.
So they put a pickle in, and then they put all the stuff on it, like a hot dog, and that's it, and it's only 90 cents.
Wait, a pickle for the hot dog? I think I would like this.
It's really good.
That sounds good. Steamed.
It's really good.
Steamed bun?
Yep. It's just like their hot dog without a hot dog.
Steamed poppy seed. Steamed hot poppy seed bun. Pickle spear goes in the...
Two of them.
Two of them. Okay.
Two, right. So that makes it like the hot... So it's, the bun is filled like a hot dog.
Right. The same kind of mouthfeel when you take a bite.
Exactly.
The mustard is there, the relish, the onions, God forbid, ketchup.
Not ketchup.
Never ketchup.
Never ketchup.
I agree. Some people like it, not for me. Celery salt, the whole schmear is there, right?
Yep. And fries and a drink, and it's like $5.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Actually sounds like, I think I would enjoy taking, because one of the things I like about Chicago-style dog, Vienna beef, is when you bite into like a real Vienna beef hot dog, and you get a little of that snap from the hot dog.
You
certainly would get that snap from a good dill pickle spear
there.
Portillo's. Portillo's, you say.
Yes. Yep. Portillo's. 90 cents.
Uncle Dean may have to make a little detour through the drive-through going home today.
All right.
I love that. Thank you.
Let me know.
Jeannie,
okay.
If I'm forced to get a piece of chocolate cake while I'm going through the drive-through, too.
Always.
They had that thing this week. Apparently, I guess Portillo's, they just turned 54 years old this week.
Yeah,
they were selling slices of the chocolate cake for 54 cents. But I think that was this past Thursday.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But anyway, thank you, Jeannie. I love that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day today.
You too.
Here is John. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, Dean. I was listening to what you were talking about with what's going on at Wrigley. Have you ever had the opportunity to go out to Boston and see a game at Fenway?
Never have.
I'll tell you what. One, I mean, besides Wrigley, it's one of the few cathedrals of baseball that are left.
Right.
And it's totally worth your time. But for better or worse, the changes that you're talking about, all the things outside of the park that make it seem like you know, a whole attraction and then all the things they're doing to make it kind of generic in Wrigley.
Yeah.
It's exactly what walking into Fenway is like.
And is that good or is that bad?
I mean, both. Honestly, I had the opportunity about 5 years ago to go see a game at Fenway. And when we were there, I remember thinking, wow, this is really cool that I'm at Fenway, but it's not as cool as Wrigley. And this was pre all of the renovations that were going on at Wrigley. And I remember when that first neon sign went up in the outfield at Wrigley, it kind of felt like the beginning of the end of sort of the nostalgia, the sort of the purity of Wrigley Field. And I never saw myself as a purist, but if you ever get a chance to go out to Boston, you'll kind of see maybe where the writing is on the wall, literally and figuratively, for where Wrigley is headed.
Yeah, and I don't know. I hate to be one of those. I hate to be one of those guys like, that's not how I grew up. That's not how it's, you know, I'm for progress. I'm for making things better. But there was just something that's so charming about the entire experience of going to Wrigley Field, whether you took the L or the bus or, you know, paid your $500 and parked in someone's garage. You know, that the whole experience from start to finish, walking by people's houses, walking by, you know, the 7-Eleven that's no longer there, some of the small businesses that are no longer there, the McDonald's that's no longer there, you know, and it's about to become Times Square. It's about to become like Disneyland. And I hope they retain some of that charm, especially in this plaza that, you know, is right adjacent to the park. I'm a little skeptical about the whole thing, honestly.
I'm with you. I think it's going to have its perks, right? I mean, anything that draws some more money in is going to make things better for the Cubs organization in the end.
Right.
But I'm with you. I mean, it's a business in the end. You got to make some money. You just hope that maybe they're able to retain some of the charm that makes Wrigley so unique, because from what I can tell, it may be the last sort of vestige of old-timey baseball that our league has.
Yeah, that's very true. I kind of felt the same way when they put the giant video screen in as well. It's like, is this gonna ruin it? That, you know, to have that there, it's not going to be the same. And I have done a complete flip flop on that. I love that. I didn't go to too many games last year, but when I was there, I got to say, I loved that.
Yeah, they did it well. They really did. I mean, it doesn't look like sort of a cheesy Jumbotron. It really sort of blends in well. That they did well. So, well, thanks, Dean. It's a great show. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Hi, Jason is calling from outer space, apparently. What is it like on the surface of the moon? Jason, are you there? Hello.
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, buddy, where are you calling from?
I'm driving, but I wanted to call you because they hit home. Wrigley Field has changed in the neighborhood, especially when you see a Subway and a Dunkin' Donuts nearby. That tells you where that neighborhood is headed.
To rehab heaven or hell?
Hell. I mean, it's just going to look like any street in the suburbs, and they're losing the charm. Basically, shouldn't be surprising because you see the same process that has happened in many old suburbs with nice downtowns, and they build big condos and parking lots.
Yeah. Well,
and what's surprising about it?
Yeah, and the other thing that you're talking about the downtown areas, you know, they tear down, you know, whole blocks of old buildings, charming old buildings, and then they put up the exact same businesses that are in every city everywhere. I mean, it's genericizing. Is that a word? Generic. You know what I mean. It's making every town is exactly the same. Every downtown area is exactly the same, with the exact same businesses, the exact same look. It would kill me if Wrigleyville became that way, and especially, you know, right adjacent to the ballpark.
Well, yeah, I think that's the plan. They don't want competition with Bearsdale. They want to buy out these bars, and that's what happens when you have you allow billionaires to take over sports teams?
Well, hopefully it'll all wind up being for the good. Hopefully, we'll be able to get used to it. Jason, safe travel out there. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. And let's go to David on WGN. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Dean. How are you this Sunday morning?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing terrific. Listen, I'm just calling to get my 2 cents on, the changes / improvements at Radio Field. They've done a lot of things, okay, I guess to make it more attractive. But my two biggest complaints are these. A, the bathrooms are still filthy. Have been and still are. They really are. It's embarrassing. I mean, you don't want to take your wife or your daughter or your granddaughter there because they're disgusting. They really are.
There have been times when it's been pretty disgusting is the perfect word. You're right.
It really is. It's horrible. Come on, seriously. And the seats have got to be 100 years old. I mean, the size for people who behind
right.
are a lot smaller than they are now.
That's right. We have much larger behinds now than they did back in the day when those seats were put in.
Yeah, we do, seriously. So until they put new seats in and new bathrooms in, I'm not impressed, frankly. And I'm just not. Love the Cubs, but I think they should put some money, to make the seating and those bathrooms more comfortable for those of us who are paying these incredibly increased ticket prices. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm all for that.
Well, that's a whole nother thing now. People... I've heard from so many people who went to buy some tickets after the World Series win, and they were shocked at the prices of even bleacher seats that used to be pretty good bargain. You could get a couple of bleacher seats last minute, go and enjoy a game. It's a financial commitment now for something like
not
that.
Not anymore. I've got 4 tickets already, and these are just okay seats, basically. The average price was over $100 a piece easily. I don't really have a problem with that, but come on, fix the dang seats and fix the dang bathroom. Come on, please.
How do you stand on the troughs, David?
I think you could probably guess, Pete.
and if you're at the troughs, you do have to stand, by the way. But the communal
I always listen to your show on Sunday, in the morning time. I really enjoy your program.
I appreciate the call, David. Thank you very much. I remember one show years ago, we were talking about those stupid troughs. People were coming out of the woodwork to defend the troughs as if I had insulted their mothers with my anti-trough stand. And I'd keep bringing up stand for some reason. That it just seems like there ought to be a better way in the men's room than the trough experience. But some people feel like that's part of the Wrigley experience. Guess it is for some people. It's 12:26. Enjoy your lunch.